Here's a thought I'll title, A Self-Assessment. On a whim, I really can't explain why because I don't know why, I just decided to look back at the entire collection of my work that's been published in Kokoro. For those of you who aren't aware, Kokoro is my self-published, I guess you would call it a PDF magazine, that contains my own work. I can't publish my own work in Lenswork, that'd be pretty cheesy. So I just do my own publication called Kokoro, which is Japanese for the heart or the heart-mind, in the same way we use the phrase to get to the heart of the matter. So Kokoro is my irregularly published collection of my own work, usually consisting of four projects or so, plus or minus, usually small projects, a dozen images or something like that. So far, Kokoro, since I've been doing it, consists of 172 different projects containing, believe it or not, 2,432 images. Like I say, I had to count just for fun, for no particular reason, but as long as I know the numbers, I'll share them here with you. And I can honestly say that I was happy and proud to publish every one of them at the time. But needless to say, some of those have not stood the test of time as well as others. As I was doing this self-assessment, I looked back at every single issue, at every single project, at every single image, and I had to admit there were some that had me wondering what I was thinking at the time. My knee-jerk reaction was to feel badly about that. Oh no, maybe I should go back and do a version 2 and fix all the things that I now see. But of course, it dawned on me that if I were to do that and look back again 5, 10, 15 years from now, I'd probably see things that I wish I'd done differently. The conclusion I had to draw was that it's probably a good thing that some of them have not stood the test of time, because what that means is I'm not the same photographer I was back then when I made every one of those projects, selected and processed every one of those images, that somehow I've grown, and now they don't look as good as they did back then when they were brand new. Seems to me that this kind of defines what the life of a photographer or an artist is. It's doing and growing, and doing and growing, and doing and growing, and when you do that long enough and look back, of course, you're likely to be a little dissatisfied with some of the work that you did earlier. If you're not, then I would really worry, because that would seem to indicate that you haven't grown or artistically matured. Growing and artistically maturing is the essence of the creative life. And so when we look back at our older work, some of it we're going to say, yeah, okay, that's still pretty good. I like that because maybe, doggone it, it's good. But if you never look back and see something that you scratch your head and say, what was I thinking? I'm not so sure that that's good. We don't need to beat ourselves up. And I think it's perfectly appropriate to have a certain element of pride over some of the things we've done, if maybe not most of the things we've done. But if we never find a clunker, a questionable one, then we either haven't been taking enough risks or we haven't grown. Both of those are not good when it comes to the life of a creative artist.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.